Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of The School Tea. This is your host, S. Williams, and thank you for joining me for another weekly episode. This week, I wanted to discuss drugs on college campuses. The reason why I wanted to discuss this is because I have recently come into a situation with one of my children, and it had me sitting down and really thinking, how often, or is this a topic that parents really think about or discuss when it comes to their children going away to college, where they're still mentally somewhat of a child, but physically and age-wise considered adults to make their own decisions? And after coming across the situation, I'm realizing the exchange between, or the transfer between, high school and college, it's a very, very delicate issue when it comes to drugs on campus. So I wonder how many parents really take the time to sit down and have a heart-to-heart with their children about the drugs or things that they might encounter on campus. And my situation is slightly different only because I never went to college. Well, I went to community college locally, but I never, you know, went to a big university or a small university where I had a dorm and had to live there each semester and then come home. So I was thinking, how do we have this discussion with our children? What should be included in the discussion with children before they go off to college? Topics. How much do parents really know about drugs? Because there's things that we know, and there's new things being put out there consistently that we're not even aware of. And back in the days, a joint was a joint, but now they have, you know, these liquid forms, they have these pens, and you can't even tell. I became suspicious when I noticed that one of my boys came out the bathroom and there was a funny smell. And I was like, I know I'm not going crazy in here, because his bathroom smells funny. So I asked all the other three boys, can you please come and clean, and smell the bathroom? The first one went in. He said he didn't smell anything. The second one went in and said, oh, you know, he has sinus issues. And the third one went in and said, well, I'm not really smelling anything, but to be honest, it kind of smells funny. So I was put in a situation where siblings were trying to cover up another sibling, which was shocking to me. That happens all the time, especially depending on the relationship. Normally, the sibling that would probably tell on everybody else would probably be much younger and have nothing to lose. So I had to sit down and have a heart-to-heart with this child to find out what's going on, what he's been doing, how long he's been doing it, where he's been getting it from. And to be quite honest with you, I was hot. When I tell you I was hot, I was very, very upset. I was dropping some F-bombs all over the place because I grew up in the ghetto. And to be specific, the area that I grew up in Miami, the neighborhood had what we call crackheads. when I was growing up. And I could walk out of my door any day when I was growing up, and or peep out of my window, and I can see men and women, you know, with matches and pipes and smoking out the pipes. So my mentality when it came to drugs, anytime I heard of any drugs, that is all I can ever think about, was those people smoking outside with those pipes and watching them light it up, and their eyes would be rolling in the back of their head. So when I think of drugs, that's my initial thought. I'm like, my child is going to be an addict for the rest of their lives. They're going to be shooting up because, and also my whole mentality is that one drug leads to another. After using this one, then it's not going to do whatever, the strength was going to go away. Then they're going to want to try something new. And then you hear so many stories. Like recently, you know, I saw a story regarding the rapper DMX, where when he was young, somebody handed him a joint. A friend of his handed him a joint. And in the joint, there was some other stuff in there. And that's how he got addicted to some very heavy drugs. I don't know, such as crack or cocaine. I'm not exactly sure. So when I think of drugs, this is what's running through my head. And I start to worry, and, you know, and I'm going in between upset and pissed off, you know, terrified. You know, I even threatened him that, you know, he would probably have to move out. This is not going to work for us. You know, I spent so much money paying for private school. Since you were in the lower school, like, how could you do this? Why did I spend all this money? And, you know, and of course, I have a friend that I can always call. But in this case, I was out and about and she called. And then I started asking her questions. And she started to school me about marijuana. And her discussion with me is that you have to be honest with yourself. There is no way to keep this away from your children or to hide it. And that everyone have their vices, you know? Some people vices are, some are marijuana. Some people like to drink. Some people might be addicted to sex. Some people might be addicted to some very hard drugs. And she explained to me that, unfortunately, with this situation, that I needed to talk to him and I needed to meet him in the middle, because they are no longer, when they're small, we as parents have so much control over our children. And we have, you know, the part of the control continues as they go through different stages. And after a while, we really have no control, as much as we like to think we have control when they hit a certain age. So, you know, I did have the heart to heart, and we met at a medium, and he was honest about what he was doing, how long he has been doing it. He discussed that, you know, he has anxiety, and it helps him to go to sleep. And we're talking about marijuana. He said sometime, because he had two issues. He played football. He had injured one of his legs, which he had to have surgery on. And then he had injured his arms, which he was going through therapy for. And he said it helps him with going to sleep. And I remember a couple of years ago, I did have to get him some melatonin gummies to help him to go to sleep, because he was having a hard time sleeping at night. So we had our discussion and we met at a medium, you know, because it's very easy to completely lose your child. And he wasn't doing anything harsh. And he also explained to me everything he was seeing on campuses regarding heavy stuff with pills and, you know, the white stuff being snorted. He's had people offered him all kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, one child on campus, well, not one child, like four boys overdosed on mushrooms, and the ambulance had to be called. And this whole topic and discussion came to me, and I'm like, do they even really discuss drugs in high school? Should this be a required, part of the curriculum in high school? Because if I feel as if the first time you're discussing drugs, whether it be soft or hard drugs with your children, is in college or when you find out they're actually using, I believe it's a little too late. And caught me off guard, but a couple of weeks ago, I was speaking to one of the parents who heard a story about this other young lady who attended a very exclusive top-tier college. And she was found on the floor in her dorm room. She had overdosed on pills. And after having this discussion with my son about what he sees on campus and the different things that he's been offered, you know, I'm thinking this is something that really, really, really needs to be part of the curriculum, especially in high school. And it should start in the ninth grade. It should be a requirement every year. And I don't think they should just discuss soft drugs. I think they should discuss hard drugs. I believe that they can probably find individuals who's been through it that can come and speak to the students about their experiences and what happened, how they got hooked, how they started, and probably help to maybe prevent or help whatever children that they can help from avoiding the situation. It might be some parents, their parents are users also, you know, and you have it to both ways where some children will grow up in a house where drugs are being used and it scared the crap out of them. Like when I was growing up in Miami and I looked out the window and saw those people using those pipes and their eyes turning back, and that scared the crap out of me that I never wanted to try it. If they can find some people that actually, you know, maybe wants to sit down and talk to these children, bring them in an auditorium or make it a required coursework, bring in a physician to explain what happens to your body, how it ages some of them. You know, I've seen pictures of people online who use meth and how quickly they age. So I think this is a very, very good topic that should be included in the high school curriculum. And I don't know how to go about trying to get it in there, but I'm hoping if any students or parents or maybe a teacher or administrator that might listen to my little podcast, if this is something to bring up at a PTA meeting and see if something else could come out of it. Because I think a lot of parents are losing the battle with their children by the time they get into colleges when it comes to not only drugs, but also alcohol, because it's really over the top. And I think prevention with anything is one of the best things that anyone can do. It doesn't guarantee it, because some people are going to do what they want to do either way. But I think if it can save one or two or three or however many children once they go off to school, it's more than enough. Because I also had a family member that went to an Ivy League school, and the pressure, she started drinking, and by the time she graduated, she needed a kidney. So I hope, I know as far as for my son's school, they're not having, we have about a week of school left, so there's no more PTA meetings left for the rest of this school year. But when my son becomes a senior, the PTA meetings will be resumed. And I'm gonna make a suggestion. You know, I'll suggest it. Whatever they do, it's up to them. But I think it would be a very good thing to suggest. And I think it can really help some students out, you know, because especially the ones who are naive and are willing to try anything just to be cool or fit in, because going off to school can be a very lonely thing. You're in a new environment, you're away from home, you're homesick, so you want to make friends, and you might be willing to try things you really have no business trying. So, this is what I want to discuss tonight, and I hope this helps someone, or if you know someone, if you can forward this to someone so they can listen to it, if they have children in high school, if they have children that's getting ready to go away to college, I would even say middle school, because I know of someone who, some older children offered her child drugs when he was about the middle school age. So I always believe in the earlier you do it, the better. I even had a friend tell me that. But this was like maybe in the 80s, where she actually had her children try marijuana in front of her to see how they would react. She said, because everybody react differently. And the reason why she did this was because she saw, growing up when she tried it, the effect that it had on her body. And she completely shut down. But luckily at that time she was married, and her husband was hanging out with a group of friends. So they just picked her up off the floor and they took her home. And she wanted to make sure that if her children had the same reaction, you know, especially her daughter, that she would not end up in a position where someone can take advantage of her, you know, and rape her or something worse. So, me personally, I'm not comfortable with I would never... Since I don't do drugs, I would never offer it to my children or have them try it. But to each his own. And I just hope that this can help someone. So please make sure you share, comment, leave me some reviews. And let's help each other out. Thank you for listening. Y'all have a great week. Bye-bye.